Thank you. I now reconvene. It is 1:00, and we reconvene this meeting of the Board of Directors to consider matters which were discussed in executive session but not acted upon in executive session, but are proposed for action now. The first item before us is the acquisition of the DC Village property. We have the resolution before us. I move the resolution. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? Discussion, discussion. Hearing none. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? No.
No.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Zimmerman.
I'm asked to be recorded as abstaining.
All right.
I would like to speak to that.
Well, we just had the vote.
Once you've
called for discussion, and then we voted.
Right.
So the opportunity for speech.
I would like to speak to my vote.
We can permit you to, but let me first announce the vote.
Of course.
And then we'll permit you to make a statement. The vote is 4 in favor, 1 opposed, Mr. Benjamin, and 1 abstention. And Mr. Zimmerman, you have a statement. The motion carries. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yeah, there's a Maryland vote. It passes.
Yes, the motion passes, and now Mr. Zimmerman is asked to make a statement on his abstention.
Thank you. An abstention is an unusual vote and not one that should be made without specific reasons. In this case, I don't necessarily find fault with the specific action. I have no reason to think that this is not a good acquisition. Unfortunately, I do object to the fact that it is being brought to us for a vote in this manner. This is something which nobody other than the District of Columbia members had any access to before last night around 7:00 in the evening. Therefore, we didn't have the opportunity to have any of our staff review any of it for what is a fairly significant financial and real estate transaction. I don't think we should be doing business this way generally. Staff needs to be able to see it for us to be able to fairly represent our jurisdictions. And it is specifically and especially unfair when one jurisdiction has a disproportionate access to the information. Now, it's the consequence of the fact that this is a negotiation with the District of Columbia. That necessarily means the D.C. people would know more about it. But this is not an appropriate way, in my opinion, for us to be doing things, and I don't think it is fair to those of us in the other jurisdictions who had no opportunity for any of our people to review this thing before we're being asked to vote on it. And for that reason, I could not vote for it.
Thank you very much.
May I explain my vote as well?
A statement on your vote, Mr. Benjamin.
In general, I associate myself with the comments that Mr. Zimmerman made. My concern is a broader one, and it does not have to do with this particular project. It has to do with the number of items that are complex and difficult that come to this board at the last minute with inadequate time for us to really consider them carefully and to give them the kind of thought that they need to have. I agree with Mr. Zimmerman. I have no objection to this specific transaction, no reason to feel that it's an inappropriate transaction. I'm concerned about not having sufficient time to reflect upon these issues.
May we move to determination of leaseback lease transactions, please? And this was another item which we discussed in executive session. We have the original resolution before us in our packets. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
I move to approve with one change.
Well, just move to approve, and then you can have discussion and amendment and anything else that the body wishes to do. Mr. Benjamin has moved to approve the resolution. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded by Mrs. Hutchins. Is there discussion? Is there discussion?
I guess the issue that I would like to raise is this when we looked at the individual item that we were being asked to approve, it became clear that it was matching a pattern that we had approved before, and that it would make a certain amount of sense for us to proceed with that same pattern in any other transactions. Therefore, that brings us back to the original request from staff, but we've now had a chance to take a look at it. With one change, the proposal that was made by staff would, in fact, exactly match the previous pattern, and that is to change the resolved at the top of page 2
so that it would read, "The termination of the transactions between Metro and any electing equity investor and the making of the requirement payments are authorized at no cost, at a cost not to exceed the amount in the equity payment undertaking agreements, plus reasonable legal costs of the transactions as contractually committed under the terms of the agreement." That would take the pattern and make them identical for each one, including the one that was brought to us in executive session. I believe that we can move forward with that version without any problem and give staff blanket transaction capability.
Is there objection? Is there objection to accepting the modified language?
Mr. Chairman, I don't object to it. I think it clarifies I walked out of the room agree understanding, and that this is consistent with where we have begun in this process, and that it is a clear public record of what those pieces are now. So I accept that.
Thank you. There being no objection, then we will accept that as a modification. Is there further discussion on the resolution? Further discussion on the resolution. All those in favor of the resolution as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the resolution is adopted. There being no further business to come before this board, this meeting is now adjourned.